In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. None of us like waiting. At first, it's just irritating, then infuriating, and then it just goes beyond that. We don't like to wait. And we especially don't like to wait for something we want, or we think we want. And when the forces around us make us wait, we begin to question their authority. Who has the authority to tell me I got to stay home for another month? Who has the authority to tell me where I can shop, when, why, and how? Who has the authority? But submission to authority in our society is essential. Here's a guess. I really wonder if the government's telling everything. I wonder how bad it really is. Could it be as disastrous as the death of Jesus was for the disciples? Could it be that there was a feeling that everything had ended or was about to end? Wow. NBC would have been excited about that. Fox Network would have been off the wall. CNN would have been ecstatic. What a story. Way back then. Who likes to wait? And who has the authority to tell us to wait? The truth is that waiting is a developed skill. Very few people have it naturally. Those who don't mind waiting usually just don't care what's happening around them. They're able to calmly, quietly, coolly, in their own way, go about their own business and not really care about the influence of everybody else. But that's a unique breed. Most of us don't like to wait, and we really question who has the authority to tell us to do so. But if it is for our best health, it is by any chance for the betterment of the entire community, maybe the submission to authority really matters. Over 2,000 years ago, the disciples were waiting, but they weren't even sure what they were waiting for. Jesus had been crucified, and 3 days later, they got the good news from one of the women in their community that he had risen again. But the truth is, they had serious doubts about her word. They had no idea how well connected she was. And she was connected. And so they huddled together and they hid. Some of the commentaries say, like cowards. Well, I get it. You're part of the group, and for all intents and purposes, they already got your leader. What's the chance they're coming to get you? Maybe they were actually waiting for the end, which results in profound fear and anxiety, waiting for their end. And Jesus shows up to a group of them and announces not only his resurrection, but has a conversation with them, and a life-transforming conversation. He not only commissions them for ministry, grants them his peace, but he gives them the gift of the Holy Spirit. They're excited about this for a couple of days. And then they remember all the things they're frightened about, all the things they're anxious about. And they go back into hiding. But they tell Thomas, "We've seen the Lord." And there's a little bit of Thomas in each and every one of us. We not only generally don't like waiting, but we also find some things a little hard to believe. It's hard to trust some sources. In our society, it feels like it's hard to trust most sources. And so Thomas has what has been legendarily understood as some doubts, some fear, some anxiety. And then they get to wait another week. Did you read that in the gospel? They get to wait another week. And they're still all huddled in the same room. First and foremost, why wasn't Thomas in the room with the rest of them? At one Bible study, it was suggested to me in the last few years that Thomas was the only one that was brave enough to go out and get the groceries for everybody else. There's a take, whether you believe it or not, or whether you're going to have to wait a little longer for another take. Here's the reality. When Thomas arrives, he's not sure he trusts all of his friends because the entire environment is about fear and anxiety. After a week, Jesus shows up again. Now, this is a life-transforming moment. Don't miss this. Jesus shows up, shows them his hands and his feet, invites him to touch the wound in his side, and says, "Whatever you need, what do you need in order to believe? What do you need?" Here's the point. Jesus shows up again and again and again for them and for us. He shows up in the good times in our marriages and in the rough times. He shows up in the good times in dealing with our children and in the rough times. He shows up for us in the peak of our career and in the valley of our career. He shows up for us with family and friends, with health and with illnesses. He shows up. That's why we can trust him. That's why we can wait. Because he has a perfect record of showing up and being present with us in the most difficult and most challenging moments of life. The gospel has a fascinating conclusion. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not yet seen and believe." Faith. It's getting through our fears and our anxieties and trusting that God's going to show up. I remember years ago, there was a teacher at the seminary who said, "If you can't say it in 12 minutes or less, don't bother." Amen.